A surprise announcement from the New York Times today. Jill Abramson, the first woman to run the paper as executive editor, has been replaced by managing editor Dean Baquet. He'll become the Times' first African-American executive editor. The paper's publisher, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., told Times staffers it was due to an issue with management in the newsroom. But her firing occurred after she confronted top corporate executives because she had learned she was being paid considerably less than her predecessor, Bill Keller. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins me now from New York. And David, this apparently stunned the New York Times newsroom. Tell us a bit about Jill Abramson and the New York Times under her tenure.
Yeah, well, it really took aback the newsroom, including the senior news leadership there. Jill Abramson arrived at the Times in 1997. She had worked at, among other places, the Wall Street Journal with great distinction, brought them investigative and political reporting, real heft and muscle knowledge there, and was a very shrewd journalist and editor. At the same time, she wasn't instinctively Arthur Sulzberger's first pick to replace Bill Keller in 2011 when he stepped down. Sulzberger toyed with the idea of actually naming Dean Baquet as the replacement for Keller. He liked the idea that Sulzberger did of making history with Abramson becoming the Times' first female executive editor. And at the same time, there wasn't just sort of a natural fit there. She had also, in the years since taking over, really alienated the new CEO there, Mark Thompson, who had come over from the BBC, and done so in two ways. She disagreed with his digital strategy of promoting more video on the Times' website and its digital presence. She thought that could be a diversion of time, money, and energy. And she also sent an investigative reporter, a top one, Matthew Purdy, to the UK to see whether or not Mr. Thompson had played a role in the covering up of a decades-old child abuse scandal that had occurred within the ranks of the BBC itself. And Thompson was at times aghast and a little bit livid over that. So, you know, she didn't have the corporate backing of her CEO and over time sort of alienated her chairman and publisher, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., as well.
And is that ultimately why she was fired?
Well, there was essentially a confrontation that occurred after her discovery, as you've mentioned, just 3-4 weeks ago, that she felt that she was being paid considerably less than her male predecessor, Bill Keller. This seems to have emerged into an irreparable rift between her and Arthur Sulzberger. The New York Times has just sent along a statement essentially saying that her pay and benefits are not vastly different from what Bill Keller get, but that, of course, that the pensions over there were frozen in 2009 and based on years of service, and she had just been at the Times a lot less long than Bill Keller. Nonetheless, a gulf that ultimately was not reparable for her and Sulzberger.
And Jill Abramson is gone from the masthead. Dean Baquet is now listed as executive editor. Right. What should we expect from him going forward?
Well, Baquet is a beloved figure in the Times newsroom. He served for a while over at the L.A. Times and was managing editor and then editor-in-chief there, and essentially left the L.A. Times top job because he refused to make additional cuts in staffing levels, which got him a cult hero status as well. He's a guy who loves investigative reporting, also loves the political game and reporting as well. Not really steeped or that interested in how the digital advances work and innovations work for the newspaper, but, it seems to be on board with the idea that there needs to be more innovation there as well. But really a beloved figure, a champion for journalism, and he's going to be well-received, even as reporters there are deeply shaken by this abrupt change at the top.
It's NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.